Are you daddy?
I'm Paul. You pick the rest of the movie.
You did a good job, Ron. Who are you playing, Mark? You got the greens all done. Did you get the greens? Mark is going to mess the greens up.
Told Ross those glasses really tip over easy. And he said, yeah, I know that. And I said, because they're plastic. And he said, no, because they're heavy. They're not heavy. This was referring to plastic red-eye glasses. Marky brought down his two little tennis shoes with He-Man in one and He-Man and Teal in the other, and he said, these cars can walk and fly, and they're stacked together. In other words, they're attached together. Yeah?
Teela, He-Man, Yoda.
Oh, Yoda is in there. He was so little I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
He's cute, though, isn't he?
Jim.
You know, we like little people in this family.
Yoda is coming to his house.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to because but he will be live to the house.
Yeah. Right.
Down. Jump. Bounce. This is the thing that you jump onto, guys.
Okay.
And you kiss
that's
them.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark. Mark, you gave me a kiss of Yoda.
Oh, what's that?
That's where Daddy got cut.
I'll
buy you a cut.
Bounce. All they need when they fall, they need tied around this.
Mm-hmm. I told Ross, brush your teeth well so you don't have any cavities like you did last time. And he said, like they had to fill in me and Martin's tooth. And I said, your teeth, honey. Yeah, he said, yeah, teeth. This is talking about the dentist from last time. Marky got the Bam Bam vitamin. And he's real cute. And Marky said, and Ross said, yeah, he's a baby and he hits real strong. He can catch robbers. He's almost like a superhero trying to persuade Mark to eat the Bam Bam vitamin. Do you think Marky should eat Bam Bam? Okay, everybody, eat their little sweet roll. This is about the, July 28th, and this is about the first case of a past perfect. A past with relevance, what do you call it, relevance to the present. I have always thought that this is the neatest car. You know why? And I said, yeah, because it has a back, right? He said, yeah. Why is it the neatest one, Ross?
Because wherever you want to go in or out, you can go that way.
Which way?
The back way.
Good. This is referring to the trunk lid of the Toyota station wagon. So the construction is the have always thought. It's the first. I have thought. It's really new. I just almost never hear that form of the verb. It is possible he does say things like I have eaten enough food or something like that, but certainly none with always.
I'm going to leave you, Mommy.
I guess that's it, the combination
I'm going to leave you, Mommy.
Right.
the always or the durative with the... present relevance.
I said to Ross, Mary Helen is coming over to visit, and Ross said, oh, I wish they weren't. And Mary said, why? And Ross said, well, I don't want to be blamed for the dumb things I'm doing again. And he should have said, the dumb things that I do. Because it's not a progressive tense. He did dumb things the first time they came, and he might do dumb things again. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be blamed for the dumb things that you might do. What is that thing on your lip?
Piece of this.
What is it supposed to represent?
I'm only making a hideout for my for our bike and scout.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a mustache.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, how about the door to get in? He said, this is the door. He's cutting.
Yeah. Ross and Mark are looking at my money on the table. And Ross, Marky said, I didn't see it. And Ross showed it to him and he said, there, that proves that you saw it because you saw the whole thing of it. And a little earlier, Marky said, don't do anything to me. And in other words, Ross said, about give him a penny. And Marky said, don't do anything to me. Oh, sorry, Mom was going to give him a bath. And Marky said, don't do anything to me. And Ross said, don't give him any presents. I'm going to tell Grandma and Grandpa to not give him any presents. Because he said, don't do anything to me. And Marky said, I want presents. And then Ross went back and he said, but you said, don't do anything to me. Marky said, I got a penny racer for you. First you put the penny in the penny thing, and then you do like this, and then you drive it backwards. But I don't want it back. You don't want it back, Mark?
I don't.
You don't want it even back? You don't want it back at all? Overuse of even.
Yeah.
Notice the misuse of even. Even's being used for emphasis.
Actually, he's drinking some water with his peanut butter sandwich, and I told him, I'm going to have some milk with mine. He said, no, I will have water with mine. Sorry about the TV. I'm having a peanut butter sandwich, he said. Marky and I are playing toys up at the top of the stairs. We've got Klaatu and Skipper and the Attack Track and some of the He-Man books and Biker Scout.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got here?
Now you're him, I'm him.
My Biker Scout?
Yeah, you're about to sell and I kill you and you turn to be a Zika.
Wait, you're going to kill me?
Yeah, and then you come back alive and try to be a good guy.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to bump into a tree. I'm on my bike, okay?
Yeah.
This will be my bike.
Yeah, that's your bike. That's your bike and it has some wheels that fly.
Crash. It blew up.
This comes back together.
Okay.
Now he's a good guy. So he comes with him, and she comes with these guys.
Okay.
She goes, I'll show you where she goes. She goes in this.
She goes in that, huh?
Yeah, like, all she has to do was that. Because it drives all by itself.
Okay.
And she goes like that. She can fit in there.
Right. Okay.
And you go in this. And okay. I sit with the girl. I go with the girl.
I'm gonna turn on my machine. Okay.
Yeah. You get this book out. Now you drive like...
Okay, ready?
Let's go that way. Is it ready?
Yeah, it's ready. They go slow. They go slow so they won't bump into each other.
Okay, ready? Who's going first?
I'm going first. You're going second.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
I go fast and you go slow.
Okay. Good. Here I come.
We're going in here. We're going in here.
Okay, here comes my guy. You ready? You ready?
Oh,
mommy's home. Mommy's home. Marky, mommy's home. Hi. Oh, your brother's home.
Okay, we're playing card games. Ross and Mark and mommy are in bed.
What is this, Ross?
Then he made another dog with legs and stuff and gave it to Angela and she took it and score broke when she got when we were sleeping at rest time.
What's this a story about?
The magic show that I went to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the magic show?
Out in the dirt somewhere.
Near your school?
Not very near.
Van trip?
Yeah.
I see. Did Mark get to go?
No.
Mark went to Fred Clark, huh?
The 4-5s got to go with us.
I see. And what else did you do today?
You know what?
Yeah.
After all that laughing, my stomach hurted, and I said, next time I go to that magic show, I'm gonna say to that magician, last time you made me laugh, my stomach hurted. I asked Sandy if maybe that was part of the magic trick, making your stomach hurt.
Do you think it is?
No.
What do you think the magic trick was?
Uh-huh.
What kinds of things did he do?
The magic trick was kissing. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Uh-uh.
Hey, I got an idea, Mark. How'd you like to sleep with Daddy?
Yeah, I want to sleep with you.
No, me.
Me.
I'm going to take Mark to Ross. Ross, you always...
You yeah, always you get to go to a party.
You always get to. Oops, Mark. Mark's gonna
I
come.
Never
Mark's gonna come in the other bed and sleep with Daddy. Okay, Mom.
Okay.
I never get to sleep with you.
Oh.
I was telling Marky about a story about Russell and Mark going to bed, and they went to bed, and then they came home, and then they got some food, and they went to each other's palace, and then they were happy ever after.
Do you like food, Mark?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is water.
Water, okay. And what are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm going to be, yeah, a little Yoda.
A little Yoda, okay. And who's your best friend?
My best friend is Joey.
And where do you live?
Yeah, I live here.
What's the name of the street?
Lumber Drive.
Very good, Mark. Very good. And what's your name, little boy?
Mark Mac McQuinney.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
David Cabaletta.
Uh-huh. And how old are you, little boy?
M-A-R-K.
How old are you?
M-A-R-K. I'm four.
Are you four?
Yeah.
No, not yet, but soon.
I am because M-A-R-K.
Four letters. That's four letters. Good one.
M-A-R-K.
How many letters is that?
Four.
Four letters.
Yeah.
What is your favorite game? What game do you like to play? What game do you like to play, Mark?
I like to play driving motors. I like to play driving cars.
You do?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite girlfriend?
Jeannie.
Jeannie, okay. And do you where are you going to go to school next year?
I'm gonna go to
up the hill. You're gonna go up the hill, right near your house. You're gonna go to preschool.
New preschool.
Right. And where are we going to go this month? Where are we going to go visit?
Charlie.
No. We're going to get in the airplane, and where are we going to go? Grandma and Grandpa. You know where they live? Yeah, it has water. You have plenty of water to drink. Okay, good night, Mark.
Is it
soapy? No.
Mark, you said pretend they bide everything they want, and they bide some food and something and every type of gum. It's pretending that Yoda's going shopping in a boat or something. I in the middle of this, I said, bought, Mark. And he said, pretend they bought. No, he said, pretend they bide everything they wanted. So he sort of fluctuated between the two. Marky brought me up a bottle of water and said, this is for you to drink if you want some. Mary wanted me to point out that Ross is using a lot more ain'ts, and I ain't got no's, and it's got and stuff like that that he's been learning from preschool. But he's always, the kids in preschool, he thinks, or Mary thinks, has been saying it for quite a while. And she thinks it's interesting that Ross has just started to say it now. He's sort of, I guess, sort of a stylistic variant.
Joey
says it, and why else do you say it now?
I like to be like him.
And like the other boys at school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any other boys that do it?
Only Joey.
He's just like Joey. I guess it's peer group identification.
Go around that.
There must be other kids that say it too, Ross. There must be some other kids there too.
Well, I don't know their name, and I don't know them. I don't either.
You don't know their names. If there are other kids, then you might know their names.
No way.
Okay, that's enough then. I want to make noise.
All right, you go pee, Mark. Here, I'll take you. I was taking Mark.
Well,
good. I asked Mark. He wanted a drum with a hole in it. He wanted me to bring it back. I said, oh, you. Why, Mark? Did you want to play with it? And he said, yeah, because it's a sarlacc. And Brian said the interesting thing about that is that it gives me a motivation. explains his motivation for wanting the toy. Because it's part of his game, he has the skiff and the sarlacc. Heard Ross say to Mark, Marky, I saw some stuff upstairs that he might have used. Yo's. That's what he said. He was starting to say used. He changed his mind and made it yo's. And he said it very lightly so that if he was wrong, it wouldn't come over too strongly. Today is Monday, July 25th. No, by gosh. It's August the 1st.
We came home today, August 2nd, eating dinner. Marky was sitting at the dinner table and eating very politely with us. He said, I'm eating with you guys. And I said, yeah, you sure are. We were commenting. They said, Marky sure likes to, it's important for Mark to eat with us. We said, and then Marky said, I hope you didn't get bammed by the thunder. Right, Mark? Did you get bammed by the thunder?
No.
No?
Because I didn't go outside.
Good. Was it scary?
Yeah, because it would knock me out and I would die.
Were you frightened?
Yeah.
What about your daddy? Were you worried about your daddy?
Yeah.
I was worried about you too. Really? I was going to call you up and tell you that the thunder's coming. Mary bawled out Ross for, actually she gave him a spanking, one hit on his bottom for standing in front of her when she was watching TV and stepping on her toe. And then I went up after she had yelled at him and said, did you understand what Mother said? And he said, no, I didn't understand. I said, did Mother tell you what you had done wrong? He said, no, I didn't understand it. She talked so fast, I didn't understand it, which is not true. He must have understood it. She was very clear about it. He was just saying that to pretend like he, so he didn't have to admit he had done anything bad. Glasses came into the TV room and saw the program was on. He said, this is Tucker's Witch, which I like. Ross was going to volunteer to help Mary finish the apple turnover. He said, I'll have that half, Mom. I can eat it. At least I think so. Because he had one on his own plate he had to finish first.
This one got mine.
You got one.
About my birthday.
Sure, well, you get your birthday then, right?
Mm-hmm. What about Mark?
What about Mark?
Mm-hmm. I'll have a birthday and a wallet.
Now wait, Mark, that's a non sequitur.
What?
Leave me a birthday and a glass of water. That's like saying, I'll have a popsicle and a trip to Geneva. Ross, you could swallow that.
Sorry.
Don't say sorry.
Yeah.
I was just warning you. I was worried.
Yeah, please don't
put me. I'm worried.
Good swallow.
I can't swallow it, you see?
This is Marky.
That was an accident.
Yeah, but accidents will happen when you do silly things.
Please take that out of your mouth. It's dirty. It's sharp. It could choke you if you swallowed it.
I'm not even opening my mouth when I put it next to my mouth.
See if you can not drop it this time.
I'm not going to. I ate it. I didn't really eat it.
I didn't really eat it, Mark. Not I didn't really ate it.
look in it, Lily.
Good. Did you say it right that time?
You said ate it.
What did you say?
Ate it.
No, he said, I didn't. Did he say it wrong again?
Yeah. No, he said wrong.
I'm showing Daddy how many things, how much this can do.
What?
How many points in one is it?
Contents. 1 point dread. Mm-hmm. Frontier outpost and flying talon finder. Hmm.